Well, this is when I was at McMahon, I persuaded this, what do they call them, when they, barnstormers, I think, when they take people up in an old World War One plane, and he was taking people up, this man, and I said, come on over to McMahon tomorrow, and he said he would, and I told my Aunt Matt, Stern Aunt Matt, you know, she had high collar and a hat like that. And she said, oh, he won't come. She didn't seem to approve of it. And so when we heard his plane overhead, we were afraid he'd miss our island, you know, because it wasn't very big. Aunt Matt went and got a huge white apron and went out on the porch and waved it. And later he said he saw the signal. He knew that was where he was supposed to come. And when we got down there, I had promised him that he'd have lots of money, make a lot of money, $5 a ride, but everyone would naturally go up, I thought. And so when he asked who wanted to go up, no one would say yes. He took me up first, and I had a wonderful time. He got me in these goggles and everything. And so then, when it looked as though the whole thing was going to be a failure, Aunt Matt said, I'll go up next. So she walked along the She had to walk along the tail of that plane to get on. It was a little narrow tail, and she had a cane. And they said, we'll help you, Miss Maddox. She said, no help needed. So she walked and got in. When she came down, they said, how was it, Miss Maddox? Nothing to it at all. So then everyone was challenged. You know, they had to go up or look terribly silly. So they all went up, and he made a lot of money. So he gave me an extra ride, and that he said, this is going to be a good one. And he did all kinds of things and tricks in the air, but I was strapped in. So I took these pictures of Five Islands. This is McMahon. That's Maine, all right. It's typical Maine. I think that the cottage was this one that I stayed in with Aunt Matt.